A short ceremony was held in Prague on Friday morning to commemorate the thousands of Russian émigrés who were illegally abducted by the Soviet secret police at the close of World War II. It's one of the most mysterious chapters in Czechoslovakia's 20th century history. But as Rob Cameron reports, their fate has not been forgotten.
A military band plays and the wind blows through the trees at the Russian section of Prague's sprawling Olshany Cemetery. Around 100 people gathered at the cemetery on Friday to pay tribute to the thousands of Russian emigres, Czechoslovak citizens, who were kidnapped by the Soviet secret police and taken to the Soviet Union. Most of them disappeared without trace into Stalin's gulags. Among the Czech dignitaries attending the service was President Václav Klaus.
For us it's important because it was immediately after the Second World War, after the victory over the German Nazism. I think it was the first moment that the Stalinist and communist methods, procedures started to function here in this country in the moment when most of the people in this country were not aware what was going on. So this is a special event. We discuss quite often our gulags, our concentration camps in the communist era here. People know a lot about it, but this is something which is even now not part of the standard knowledge in this country.
Je to rozhodně větší vdívání než před 15 lety, kdy jsme začínali.
That knowledge is largely due to the efforts of one man, journalist and writer Vladimir Bystrov Sr., founder of an organization called They Were the First. His father was one of the thousands of Russians, Ukrainians and Belarusians, often intellectuals, often Democrats opposed to the Soviet system, who emigrated to Czechoslovakia in the 1920s and 30s. In 1945, Vladimir Bystrov's father was kidnapped by a special division of the NKVD, the precursor to the KGB, called SMERSH. SMERSH stood for Smert Spionam, or Death to Spies, and part of its mission was to follow the Red Army as it advanced into Europe at the close of World War II, liquidating and kidnapping potential enemies of the Soviet Union. These included Soviet citizens who had emigrated and started new lives abroad. Only a handful of the thousands of Russian emigres illegally abducted in Czechoslovakia ever returned. Vladimir Bystrov's father was one of the lucky ones, returning after 10 years in Siberia. For years, Vladimir Bystrov has investigated the kidnappings and has just written a new book, a copy of which he presented to President Klaus at Friday's ceremony. The subject was, of course, taboo during the communist period, but Vladimir Bystrov says there is now increasing awareness of the fate of Czechoslovakia's Russian emigres. Exactly how many were abducted is still not known. Research into the subject continues in an attempt to shed light on a dark chapter of Czechoslovakia's history. As Vladimir Bystrov stresses, these people, most of them fully fledged Czechoslovak citizens, were illegally abducted from their homes as the authorities looked on. The abductions began in the fog of war, but continued even after Czechoslovakia had regained full sovereignty in 1945. And most crucially, thousands of Czechoslovak citizens were being abducted by the Soviet secret police long before 1948, when the communists came to power.
Rob Cameron with that report.